Nick and Spicoli Morning, Sweet 98.5. We're talking to George, the homeowner of the giant cow sculpture in his front yard at 156th and Dodge, 8 feet long, 5 feet tall, 3 feet wide.
How you guys doing?
Good. We were talking about obnoxious things in front yard because there's this woman who's going viral. She has a werewolf, a 10-foot werewolf in her front yard. She's been getting a lot of complaints about it. So we just asked, what's the most obnoxious thing in your neighbor's front yard? And all of a sudden, a woman texts in and says, this thing, the cow with the, you know, the dangly things.
Yeah, that's awesome. I put those dangly things on there to make my wife mad.
And did it work?
Oh, yeah. So I left it on. She can't. There's no way you can remove them.
So oh, no.
What? Are they padlocked on there or what?
They've been bolted on and the bolts are stripped, so you can't get it off.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, that's so funny. So every time she comes home from work and pulls up in the driveway, she has to see the cow with the dangly things.
The rage.
Oh, yeah.
My dad and brother had those on the back of their trucks when I was in high school. I hated every single second of riding in one of those vehicles. I get her pain.
So what inspired the cow on your front lawn?
My wife, actually, she loves cows. So the inside of our kitchen is decorated with like a million cows. So I decided to top that. And we built a cow for her. Built that and had it installed. It weighs about 2 tons.
Oh, my
goodness. Like a legit cow.
Yeah, like that's one heavy cow. So you're not worried about somebody like coming over and stealing that in the middle of the night?
No, not at all.
We're talking to George, who has the giant cow sculpture in his front yard at 156th and Dodge. Did you design this thing yourself? I mean, it's huge. 8 feet long, 5 feet tall, 3 feet wide.
We looked online and we checked the different types of ideas, and we just kind of put it all together.
Man, who would have thunk, like, your kitchen is totally decorated in cows, your front yard has a big cow. This feels like the most Nebraska thing ever, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's gotten a lot of attention. We've had several police officers come by. They take pictures with it, and then there's been a few kids there from Millard North that come and take their senior pictures with it as well.
I'd love to see it.
It's an Omaha landmark.
It is.
So you don't get, like, upset when people look at it, come by?
No. If they want pictures with it, I let them take pictures. I've had several people stop me when I'm in the front yard or doing yard work, and they've asked how much would I charge to build it for them, and I just respectfully decline. I said, it's just one of a kind.
We're talking to George, the homeowner of the big giant cow on 156th and Dodge. Would it be possible for Nikki and I to come by and take a picture with the cow?
Of course. You guys stop by anytime.
Are you comfortable sharing how much that cost?
I built it all out of actually just scrap metal that I had laying around.
Well, you actually built it?
Yeah. A friend of mine had it. It wasn't completed. And I just finished it up for him. He just said, well, you can have it.
That's rad. So do you work for Omaha Steaks?
I do not.
Okay. Do you work for the Omaha Beef?
I currently work for a company called Darling Ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We've
That's
heard of
in
that.
My hood.
Yeah.
I work in the specialty division. We make the beef ingredient for the wet pet food. It's out by Grand Island.
That's a 3-hour drive, isn't it?
I commute on Mondays and I go home on Thursdays.
Stay out here
for a couple days and I go back.
Yeah. Well, if we show up and you're not home and your wife is like, oh, darn it. Another people taking pictures by the dang cow.
Yeah.
He's not home right now, guys. Let's go.
Everyone's immune to it. So they're like, oh, there's someone taking pictures, so they don't worry about it.
So do people grab the dangly things?
I don't know. I haven't seen any. You can be the first.
That's right. Aww. I'll be the first. It's an Omaha staple.
It is.
You haven't lived until you got a picture with the cow on 156 and Dodge, hanging out with the dangly things.
Who needs the big one on that roof, the roof of the restaurant
that's Anthony's,
not there anymore?
Right, yeah. Did you ever consider buying Anthony's Steakhouse, the cow on top?
I did at once, tell you the truth.
And that thing was bought by a dude who owns a truck stop, T-Bone Truck Stop, for $45,000 when the auction ended. I would have stopped bidding too.
Yeah, you know, you can go take a picture of George's cow, 156 and Dodge. We'll probably see you there. Nikki and Spicoli Morning, Sweet 98.5.
If you do, tag us in it.